Tikanga tells me. Tikanga tells me to acknowledge this whare, te whare e tūnei, tēnā rā koe. But a glimpse at its history makes me weary of its important part in the government of New Zealand until 1865, when government moved to Wellington, 2 years into the wars for sovereignty in the Waikato. Did you know that Tawhiao, the second Māori king, once took shelter at Governor Gray's residence on Kawo Island after running away from his papa? He'd helped himself to some money to go to town, and Putatau Te Whirowhiro ended up chasing his son around the grounds at Pukekaua or the Auckland Domain where they were living then. But then fast forward to 1863, when Tawhiao warned his former protector that should government troops cross the Mga Tawhiri River, it would be seen as an invasion of the Waikato, to which Gray responded by crossing the Mga Tawhiri. Nō reira rā, I'm reminded of the old adage, some of your enemies are actually your friends, and some of your friends are actually your huariri. And while I'll abide by the tikanga that tells me to acknowledge this house, te whare nei tēnā rā koe, I will remember that at its heart was the will of a people bent on assimilating and colonising, and that this university was built with the profits of the land that was confiscated from my people of Ngāti Awa. And while we can try to forgive and forget, the latter is near impossible, and I haven't yet.